The year,
it's like, you know, slim year, make, you know, like bouncy year, the big year. Are you ready to receive the word of God?
Yes.
Be happy because the Lord is reigning, or the Lord is in the seat of the kingdom and blessing you and I. So be happy wherever you are and believe that Jesus is there with you. Amen.
Amen.
We are so fortunate to have our elder, Daniel Ajiman, to give us the word of God. And after that, he will lead us through the intensive prayers. Believers, prepare yourself. Prepare yourself and receive the word of God. Because the Bible says in Psalm 119, verses 105, says that thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So the word of God does everything. Protect us. Give everything that we need. So prepare your heart as we are inviting our elder, Daniel Ajiman. Get yourself ready and receive the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
So our elder, take over. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you too. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous running to,
and
they are
saved.
The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Oh, the righteous running into, and they oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, the name of the Lord is a strong tower.
It's strong power.
Oh, the righteous running to, they are free. Oh, the name of the Lord,
a strong
tower, the righteous running, and they are saved.
Amen.
Let us bow down our heads for a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you this very morning. Bless your holy name. We give you all the glory and the hallelujah. Father, we are about to listen to your word. It's our prayer that you speak to us this very morning. In your mighty name, Jesus, we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Today marks the end of the 7 days prayer and fasting week. And last week, Sunday, we listened to the word of God through our elder, Dr. Nathan Nati. God gave us words of encouragement and, in a nutshell, words of not being afraid as Christians. Throughout this 7 days prayer and fasting, the Lord has been so gracious unto us. We have learned a lot from the teachings of Reverend Kwame Oforiamanfo on Monday, Elder John Siensu on Tuesday, Elder Emmanuel Norte on Wednesday, Elder Daniel Sam on Thursday, and Elder Dr. Asamoah Otin on Friday. God richly bless you all. Also, we've prayed a lot for the past 6 days, and by the grace of our God, our prayers have been answered in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
The theme for the 7 days prayer and fasting is the Lord is my Redeemer, the rock in whom I take refuge. Taking from Psalm 18, verse number 1 to the verse number 2. Let us open our Bibles and read the theme scripture, which is Psalm 18, verse 1 to the verse number 2. I read from the NIV version. I love you, Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Let us continue from the verse number 3 to the verse number 6. I call to the Lord who is worthy of praise, and I have been saved from my enemies. The cords of death entangled me. The torrent of destruction overwhelmed me. The cords of the grave coiled around me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. From his temple, he heard my voice. My cry came before him into his ears. Brothers and sisters, this scripture we just read are the words of the songs sung by David when the Lord delivered him from the hands of all his enemies and that of King Saul. To better understand what made David to sing the song in Psalm 18, verse 1 going, let us take a look at the background of the relationship between Saul and David and the problems David went through in the hands of Saul and that of his many enemies. A friendly relationship which later turned into enmity on the part of Saul towards David. When you read 1 Samuel 17, after David had killed Goliath, the commander of the army of Israel at the time, whose name was Abner, brought David to meet King Saul. After having a conversation with David, Saul was pleased with him. When you read 1 Samuel chapter 18, the verse number 2, the Bible says, from that day, Saul kept David with him and did not let him return home to his family. Brothers and sisters, this shows how happy he was with David. And when you read 1 Samuel chapter 5, verse 18, the Bible says, whatever mission Saul sent him on, David was so successful that Saul gave him a high rank in the army, which pleased all the troops and Saul's officers as well. The problem started when one day the soldiers were returning home after David had killed the Philistines, and the women came out from all the towns of Israel singing and dancing with songs saying, Saul has slain his thousands and David his tens of thousands. These words from the song displeased Saul and made him angry. And from that day onwards, he plotted to kill David. The Bible says that he sent David to the battlefield only with 1,000 soldiers, with the aim that the tens of thousands of the Philistine armies or soldiers will be more to defeat and kill David. But when we read 1 Samuel chapter 18, the verse number 13, the Bible says that David led the troops in their campaign with great success. And when you read 1 Samuel chapter 19, the verse number 11, the Bible says that Saul sent men to David's house to watch it and kill him in the morning, only to be warned by his wife Michelle, who helped her husband David to flee and escape through a window. And from that period, David started to be on the run by running away from one place to another. David started his journey of being a fugitive or running away by going first to a place called Ramah. Then from Ramah, he fled to Nob. And from Nob, he fled to Gath. From Gath, David later fled to the cave of Adullam. And from there, he fled to Mizpah in Moab. From Mizpah, he fled to the forest of Hereth in Judah. And from there, he fled to Keilah. When he was at Keilah, he heard the news that Saul himself and his army are on their way to Keilah to kill him. Upon hearing the news, David fled again from Keilah to the wilderness of Ziph. And from the wilderness of Ziph, he fled to the wilderness of Moab, which is located on the south of Jeshimon. When you read 1 Samuel chapter 23, the verse number 26, the Bible says David made a haste to get away from Saul, for Saul and his men were encircling David and his men to kill them. As a result, David fled again from the wilderness of Moab and went to the desert of En-Gedi. When you read 1 Samuel chapter 24, the verse number 1-4, the Bible talks about the fact that when Saul was resting in the cave near the cracks of the wild goat, David had the opportunity to kill him, but he didn't, only cutting the rope of Saul to prove to him that he, David, meant no harm to Saul, as Saul wants David dead. Later on, Saul committed suicide when him and his armies were attacked and defeated by the Philistines. David, we all know, went on and later became king of Israel. Brothers and sisters, that is the account of what David went through that made him to sing the song in Psalm 18, verse 1 and beyond. Beloved, maybe unfavorable life situations have been pursuing you in various ways, causing you to run around seeking answers or solutions to your problem. When David was being pursued, he took refuge in the Lord, realizing that God is his redeemer. When you read 1 Samuel chapter 23, the verse number 10, David prayed to the Lord when he heard that Saul is on his way to Keilah to destroy the town, and not that alone, but also to kill him, David, and his men. Let us take our Bibles and read 1 Samuel chapter 23, the verse number 10 to the verse number 13. I'm reading from the NIV version. 1 Samuel 23, 10 to 13. David said, "Lord, God of Israel, your servant has heard definitely that Saul plans to come to Keilah and destroy the town on account of me. Will the citizens of Keilah surrender me to him? Will Saul come down as your servant has heard? Lord, God of Israel, tell your servant." And the Lord said, "He will." Again, David asked, "Will the citizens of Keilah surrender me and my men to Saul?" And the Lord said, "They will." Verse 13. So David and his men, about 600 in number, left Keilah and kept moving from place to place. when Saul was told that David had escaped from Keilah, he did not go there. Beloved, this teaches us a lot of things. That is, when you are faced with challenges beyond your ability to handle, seek refuge in the Lord through prayers. He will answer you, he will redeem you, and he will protect you just as he did for David. When you read Psalm 46, the verse number 1 to the verse number 2a, the Bible says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we need not fear. Beloved, when faced with challenges, it is important to stir up your faith and know that God is your refuge. God being our refuge means he is our safe keeper, in whom we seek protection from situations beyond our human abilities or capabilities. The Lord is our redeemer. He is the rock in whom we take refuge. As a result, we need not be afraid of individuals or circumstances that poses a threat to our well-being, whether being physically or spiritually. We need not be afraid of the threat of COVID-19. We need not be afraid of the threat of chronic sicknesses and diseases. We need not be afraid of financial difficulties or instability. We need not be afraid of the threat of unemployment.
Be afraid of COVID-19.
We need not be afraid of the threat of immigration uncertainties. We need not be afraid of the threat of mortgage payments and other forms of eviction. We need not be afraid of academic stress and difficulty. We need not be afraid of the unknowns, because in Proverbs chapter 18, the verse number 10, the Bible says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are saved. And there is no situation that we will ever encounter that goes beyond God's control. He will forever be our redeemer and the rock in whom we take refuge, because he has the ability to do so. David, on the run as a fugitive from Saul and his armies who wanted to kill him, always sought refuge in the Lord. Through it all, he never lost hope. He held on to the belief that God would deliver him from the hands of Saul and his armies, and he surely did. When you read Psalm 62, the verse number 7 to the verse number 8, David said, my salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in him at all times. Pour out your heart to him, for God is our refuge. Brothers and sisters, when we read 2 Chronicles chapter 20, we will realize that when King Jehoshaphat and the people of Judah, when they were attacked by the Moabites and Ammonites, they sought refuge in the Lord. He protected and handed them victory from the wicked hands of these Moabites and Ammonites. In Mark chapter 9, the verse number 17, a father sought refuge in the Lord to redeem his son, who is demon-possessed,
since he was a little boy. When the evil spirit comes upon him, the Bible says he threw this boy into fire and hot water, trying to kill him. Jesus healed and redeemed the boy from the bondage of the evil spirit. In Judges chapter 6, the verse number 7, after the Israelites have been tormented and attacked by the Midianites for 7 years, they sought refuge in the Lord, and he answered them. God raised 300 soldiers led by Gideon, son of Joash, to defeat the Midianites. Beloved, as I bring the message to an end, I want you to be reminded and understand that whatever situation you might be going through, God is our refuge, the safe place in whom we are protected. He is able. He is always the rock, willing to be our refuge at all times. In Hebrews chapter 13, in the verse number 5-6, God said, "Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. May the name of the Lord forever be praised." Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Belongs to our God.
Amen. Amen.